And just a little talk with Jesus. Oh, now let us. And let us tell him. He will hear a faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little proud for yearning. The hearts unto heaven is turning. And a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear, without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. Well, you know the mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, and just a little talk with Jesus away. Come on and have a little talk. Oh, no, let us tell him, and he will hear a faintest cry. He will answer and by when you feel. And as your hearts unto heaven turn, and you will find a little talk with Jesus that makes it right. I may have doubts and fear, my eyes be filled with fear, but Jesus is a friend who watches at night. Will I go to him in prayer? And he knows my every care. But just a little talk with Jesus the Christ. Now let us have. And let us tell him. And oh, he will hear. Don't you know he will answer by and by. You feel a little prayer for yearning. Hearts unto heaven is turning, and you will find it. Talk with Jesus makes it right. I come on and have Jesus, and let us tell him all about our troubles, and he will hear a faintest cry. Don't you know he will answer and by. Oh, feel a little prayer for. And as your heart to heaven is turning, find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Good afternoon. I wanted to follow behind this brother right here because I learned my song leading from these brothers growing up here at Hart Street. So. Brother Zolly and Clifford, Brother William, thank you for teaching me about song leading. With that being said, turn to number 400. 400. He'll wipe all tears away. One of my favorite songs to sing, I hope you'll look at the words of this song, because no matter what you're going through, no matter how much you cry to the Heavenly Father, he'll always wipe all tears away. Amen. All found, let us sing.
As day by day I journey, I'm weary of their war. But to my heart a message of wings of love is born. It tells me there is coming a bright and happy day when God, my Heavenly Father, will wipe all tears away. You know that he'll wipe all tears away, he'll wipe all those tears away, and our kind and loving Father will wipe all tears. Don't you know that he'll wipe all tears away? Thank you.
As Elvis would say, thank you very much.
Oh. Days, if we live right, we die in the Lord.
active and bright. Jesus is there. He is the light.
Thank you. after this song, Brother White from the 15th Avenue will come and give us a word of prayer.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time. We are most thankful for the many blessings of life. We're thankful that you have allowed us to see this day and to assemble at this particular place. Amen. We pray that you would be with all of us and we will have our minds open and we will always be receptive to your word. Amen. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we would always examine ourselves to make sure those of us who have obeyed the gospel are still in the faith. We pray that you would be with Brother Gibbs as he will be preaching your word this week. We pray, Heavenly Father, that he will stand boldly and proclaim those things that are within harmony, that are in harmony with your word. We pray that there are those here even today who have not rendered obedience to the gospel, and perhaps those who have and have not been faithful, that something will be said that they would be restored before it's eternally too late. Because we realize that Satan does not want us to be faithful, but he wants us to die in our sins. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that all of us would realize our responsibility to spread the gospel. Though some of us are not able to preach from the pulpit, but all of us are able to do something. We pray, Heavenly Father, also that we would live lives that would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. That we would not be a stumbling block. We realize that no one would be able to use that for an excuse on the day of judgment, but we realize that people are watching us, and we can cause people to stumble. We pray, Heavenly Father, that long after the preaching itself has ceased, that we will see the effects of your word. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would also realize that it's not just a one time of the year thing that we are trying to save souls, but we will realize that we have a responsibility year round to preach your word and to spread your word that many will be saved. We pray, Heavenly Father, for this congregation, that in all of the congregation throughout the world, that the congregation would be the type of congregation that would be well-pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We pray that we will always use the Bible as our standard, and we pray for those we realize there are many who were once faithful gospel preachers have gone astray and have begun to preach those things that are contrary to your will. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will have a change of heart and repent, come asking your forgiveness before it's eternally too late. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would be with all of us. Be with those who are sick, those who have other types of problems, whatever they may be, realizing with you all things are possible. Be with us, and we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 40th Avenue. Anyone from 40th?